This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. More bad news for drivers as gas prices blow through another price point. NPR's Allison Keyes has more.
The national average price for a gallon of regular gasoline is now just over $4 a gallon. Drivers in Fresno, California are paying a spine-tingling $4.48. AAA's Jeff Sundstrom has a price history lesson.
The nationwide average price of self-serve regular is up a full dollar from where it was a year ago, and we're up 33 cents in just the last month.
The increases are affecting the demand for gas and causing a drop in sales of fuel-guzzling SUVs and pickups. But it could be worse. Drivers in European countries, including Britain and France, are paying at least double the average U.S. price.
NPR's Allison Keyes reporting. President Bush is in Europe today. It's likely his last visit there as president. Terror, trade, and global warming are top issues. He's also looking for help pressuring Iran on its nuclear program. Stops include Berlin, Rome, Paris, and London. The men who want President Bush's job spend today raising the cash to fight for it. Barack Obama and John McCain both have major fundraisers planned. New violence in Afghanistan as America's first lady visits to rally global donors. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Kandahar.
The suicide bomber hit the British soldiers while they were on foot patrol in Afghanistan's turbulent Helmand province. Sunday's incident brings the British death toll in Afghanistan to 100 dead. The British Broadcasting Corporation announced that one of its Afghan reporters was found murdered in a cemetery also in southern Afghanistan. These incidents occurred as Laura Bush visited the Afghan capital yesterday, part of an effort to convince international donors to commit tens of billions of dollars in additional aid to Afghanistan at a conference to be held in Paris later this week.
NPR's Ivan Watson reporting from Kandahar. Weeks after a massive quake brutalized China's Sichuan province, aftershocks still rattle the region. A magnitude 5 quake hit today, following another aftershock Sunday. The worry is resulting landslides increase the chance of deadly floods. The Summer Olympics are in Beijing. Per usual, China's expected to do well at table tennis. Now, more than 30 years ago, there was more than medals at stake. It came to be known as ping-pong diplomacy. The visit to China by U.S. players was in 1971, credited with helping pave the way for a groundbreaking visit by President Nixon. This week, several of the original players meet for rematches at the Nixon Presidential Library in California. That is the news for the moment. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.